Now, look, we talk about your physical health off the back of your financial health this time every Tuesday night, and we do it. These are our sponsors, the Sydney Adventist Hospital, harnessing the latest scientific advancements in health while giving you the attention, respect and care you deserve. It is whole person healthcare, and it means we can speak with one of the many, many great professionals there, and I make no apology for talking about bowel cancer, fourth most common type of cancer, second deadliest. We've got one in 16 diagnosed for it in their lifetime, 5,000 losing their lives to the disease each year. Obviously, early detection is important, but what's fascinating and I think worrying, the number of younger people who are born in the 90s who are now contracting bowel cancer, that seems to be the highest rate. I discussed all of this earlier this evening with Ada Ng, who is the general and colorectal surgeon from the Sydney Adventist Hospital, particularly about this question of these younger people who are being diagnosed at this very high rate.
Yeah, you're right. So we have seen a rise in the incidence of early onset bowel cancer, both globally and also in Australia. And by definition, that is the diagnosis of bowel cancer before the age of 50. Mm. Currently, about 1 in 10 bowel cancers are diagnosed below the age of 50. Why are we seeing more and more young people getting diagnosed? The exact cause is still unknown. However, we do know there are certain risk factors, both modifiable and not modifiable. And the modifiable risk factors include a diet that's high in red meat and processed meat, alcohol consumption, smoking, obesity, and a sedentary lifestyle. Then there are the non-modifiable risk factors, which include a genetic predisposition to bowel cancer or a history of inflammatory bowel disease, such as Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. Now, there is emerging data to suggest that the role of the gut microbiome may be part of development of bowel cancer. However, this is still very early stages of research, so it'll be interesting to see what comes about.
Yeah, so this is one of those ones where you're still working on it. I guess you, all of you in your field must talk about this, and I hear you talk about processed foods where it would seem, perhaps go back 30 years, a lot of the food was processed, maybe there's a lot of meat being eaten, maybe a lot of drinking. I mean, is that what you look at and wonder whether long term we might start to see some of these trends show up in the numbers?
It's hard to know because it's not one where we can do any randomised control studies and you can't sort of, you know, get 100 people to eat and 100 people not to eat.
Yeah, of course.
It is, it would make a lot of associations and collect data from patients and what their diets are like, what their age, weight, family history. And then you can deduce some associations. And those are the risk factors that have been identified. But it is very, very hard to conclude whether it is just one specific cause.
Yeah, it just seems to me like 30 years ago we weren't talking as much about processed foods. I think we talk about it a lot now. So now the home screening kits, they're sent out to people over the age of 50. So with that one, and again, there's advertising now trying to get people to overcome their reluctance to go and do the test. But what are they looking for when that is sent off?
So home screening refers to self-testing of stool. Look or any occult blood, which is blood that you can't otherwise see with the naked eye, because the colon itself is about anything between 1 to 2 metres long. Now, if your bleeding source is very close to the outlet, then you may see it in the toilet bowl, with the stool, or sometimes when you're wiping. But if you're bleeding slowly from somewhere higher up, then sometimes by the time that blood makes it out into the toilet, you can't see it.
Yep. Yes, yeah, so that's important, isn't it? Because people think, well, there's no blood here, and they then put off, and the advertising just shows you human nature is, I'll put that off because they don't want to go through it. But it is important because there might be something there that you don't see.
That's right. So very early bowel cancers can have very little to sometimes no symptoms at all. And if detected early, bowel cancer can be very successfully treated in many, many cases.
So just if the test is positive, which would suggest there is some blood, what are the next steps that you go through?
So the statistics will say that 1 in 14 people will return a positive test, but that doesn't mean they're all cancer-related. There are other causes, such as benign polyps, diverticular disease or hemorrhoids, which will lead to a positive result. But if someone receives a positive test result, the next step will be to see your GP, who will then guide you to further investigations. And most of the time, this will be in the form of a colonoscopy.
Where there's essentially a camera is put up there to have a look.
That's right.
I mean, that's a very simple way of putting it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Can I just jump back, because the screening program is for over 50s, and yet we've been talking about younger people who are now contracting this. Should the screening program be for younger people, and can younger people access this screening program if they want to be proactive?
Yes. So currently the National Bowel Cancer Screening Program targets people between the age of 50 and 74. So every 2 years they are sent a free home screening kit in the mail. Now, as of July 2024, the eligible screening age was lowered from 50 to 45. So between the ages of 45 to 49, you can request a free screening kit.
Okay.
You won't be sent it automatically, but it's very easy to do. You can do it via the website or the telephone, and you can access a free kit to do at home.
Yeah. What's your general advice then for people of any age to try and keep that area as healthy as possible?
I think eating a healthy and balanced diet is important. Reducing processed meat, plenty of high fiber foods and adequate fluid intake, limit alcohol, avoid smoking, regular exercise, and be vigilant about any changes to your bowel habits and seek help early.
Just on processed meat, because I've had this conversation a lot as we've become more aware of it. So processed foods, is it what is going into those, the various chemicals, whatever it might be, to result in that processed food that then interacts with the body in a bad way?
Yeah, it's I think the primary link of processed foods and its carcinogenic property is the use of chemicals that are used in processing that meat, and in particular nitrites.
Yeah. So the purer the food, the better, obviously. I think that would make sense. That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, there you go. So, look, that's Dr. Ada Ng. She's from the SAN Hospital, Sydney Adventist Hospital. She's a general and colorectal surgeon. And the more we can talk about bowel cancer and spread that awareness, the better. At 7 to 10 now.